Down to brass tacks, going until 1:30. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ellis.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm well, and you?
I'm remarkable.
Remarkable.
Yeah. You don't like that term. That's a good term. You can be remarkable. When you take it with a
well, usually when the term is applied to an individual.
Yeah.
Usually that person waits for somebody else to say how remarkable they are.
Right, but you wouldn't know but
they don't usually
you
don't describe yourself as remarkable.
But
you are different, and I
absurd in saying that.
I'm not saying you're absurd, but it's unusual.
It's unusual.
But then again, there are people who have such a difficulty getting other people to say things about them that they feel it is better to say it about yourself. So I don't know what your experience in life has been, and I can't go there.
Okay.
You just got to accept it for what it is.
Yeah, but if Cassius, if Muhammad Ali had walked around and said, I'm a good boxer, or the Gary Sorber said, I'm a good cricketer, when you look at the evidence, you couldn't but conclude they are. Although they would have been saying it themselves. You see what I'm saying? Anyhow.
But you're saying that you're remarkable as a human being.
Yeah.
Okay, and all I'm asking is that at least it would be useful to have somebody else say that about you.
What's your view? What's your view?
I don't know.
I don't know. you're really good. Anyhow, I heard you entertain a guy about the cutting the contract. That's not my main point. My second point is going to be on today. I'm going to have my perspective regarding the thing with the profit and the land, et cetera. But let me talk a bit about cutting and contriving. You asked the guy what he does, and he cited a number of things. But you can go to, like, certain places that would sell things in bulk. Like, I go by a certain plantation, I get some cassava, I'll get some sweet potato, I get some okra, and some stuff in bulk. And it's better to purchase it like that than to have to go to your supermarket shelf. And I can sort of give some to some folk and that kind of thing. Things like that you can use to help bring you along as compared going into the supermarket. I don't know if you get this of what I'm trying to establish.
I think that part of the answer also lies in the fact that there are many people who waste quite a lot of food in Barbados, you know.
A lot of food
is wasted. people cook excessive amounts, not to share with the person who's going to drop in, because if you know Barbadian society well, it seems to have changed a lot in that regard.
That dropping in thing, yeah.
Yeah. That dropping in thing. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up as a child in the 60s, people used to cook an extra amount just in case somebody turned up.
And then usually persons used to drop it.
Today, when they cook the extra amount, is for tomorrow.
Right. But you're right. but another thing about me is I don't like to dispose of food stupidly. So I tend to think like something you have, once it's refrigerated and the temperatures and things are good, you can have it worked out in a kind of form that you get something to eat the next day or whatever. And I don't just throw away for throw away sake. Some people are like that, not me. I don't like to dispose.
But it's a function of
easily and readily.
Once you have a country where people are better developed, you will also find that there are increases in things like obesity and stuff like that, because you have more money and you are able to eat and drink more lavishly than when you were poor. sometimes you question whether at the end of the day it didn't make you worse off because of obesity and diabetes and the chronic diseases that come from the excess intake of some foods and the limited activity that many people are involved in now.
But Mr. Ellis, you have a control over that though?
You do, but it is not as simple as all that. You have to come to that position within your mind and stuff. You know how many people start exercise programs and stop and start and stop?
I
say, boy, I haven't been out for the last 2 weeks. Gosh, and then when you when you stay off too long, restarting is so difficult, you know.
You have to come all over again.
So you know you struggle to make sure that you don't lose practice. Otherwise, you know it's too much. It is much too tough to restart.
It calls for a lot of self discipline, and that is not easily attained, to be honest with you. But it can be attained. Discipline is something. I'm away from
home. Then there are issues such as, where are you going to do it? You're going to the gym. Yeah. Some people love gyms. Some people don't. Yeah. You know, people like outdoors. Yeah. You know, it's all of that is taken into consideration.
Exactly. But the innovations where people, there's something called, where they say pilots do it. There's an exercise. They don't always, there's a particular exercise they do because they don't get chance to go in gym and thing. Once they're sitting, they do certain routines and kind of. There's a term they use. The exercise people will be able to fill in with it, but I can't recall it offhand now. But I know there's one that they use. Anyhow, the cost of living and the adjusting is left to one. As I said, I'm one very cognizant and I'm very vigilant as regarding prices and where you can get a good bargain and a good package. And I'm given to that, and I'm given to that without reservation. I've got a lot of passion in that regard, so I will look for where you can get a little something here, a little something there, and the best of deal for money spent. And that is my disposition as regarding that. Now, the next one is, I heard Friday, there's a lot of talk about the land and whatever. My slant on it or take on it would be simple. If you're going to give some person a piece of land, you make sure there's any encumbrance with the land. That land is approved and all that goes with it. So that when the time of handing out comes, you don't have to query or ask anything. Everything has been gone into and the land is given free sale. You don't have to worry about anything. So that is where my concern will start or reservation will come about. It does not sound totally ready. You're going to give out land and then have to have all these things done after the fact of giving. That something is a miss there with me. And there's a guy that called in who says he's in a real estate thing in the state who brought the situation to serious scrutiny when he said that if the land is approved, whatever is adjoining that would also come on to the same package, etc. And you got to wonder if that is not the effort in giving it like how it was and all of the whatever. But my take is a simple matter. There's no rocket science. Clear it of everything, and when they hand you that piece of land, you don't have to worry about nothing. You got your title deeds, your conveyances. Everything can be sorted out expeditiously, and you're ready to go. That might take a better approach to the same land thing.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello. You're on the air. Welcome to Down to Brass Tacks.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
It's been a pleasure this afternoon to call you. I must say that there's a... I can't remember if you alluded to it today, but there's something that says, do so, do not like so. You know that that saying?
I'm familiar with it.
Oh, good. It blessed my heart earlier in the early rounds of the new administration when I heard the Prime Minister alluding to the fact when she spoke to her ministers pertaining to discussions that they should always have representatives with them in the room with them and not being alone. But you know, when I heard, I was a little surprised to see or hear the manner in which she spoke about what had transpired when the persons from the SS here went up to view the trucks intended to get in order to alleviate some of the problems that we have surrounding our trash in the country, and to recognize that each time, whatever their twist and turn, they were confronted by some set of persons most likely would seem the particular sites. I wondered how these persons would have known. Prior to the shift over the last couple of years, you would have recognized in listening to Parliament, coming then from the then opposition benches, that there were lots of documentations that fell off of trucks and were read out in Parliament. And people wondered how such persons could have got hold of these documentations or know certain things. Well, it's something that say what goes around also comes around. So I don't see why the goodly lady is getting so hot under the collar about these people knowing about the situation. This is Barbados, and it would seem that things will get out despite however you don't want them to. And when they got out before, the possibility exists that certain things will get out now as well. So, I mean, there were one particular document that was read in Parliament from the opposition benches that should never have been able to be read on the floor of Parliament because of the surrounding nature of that particular document. But it was read. Right? It was read. You see, I say of not what document, which document, or whatever, but it was read. The other bit...
Before you go on, though, mm-hmm. I don't understand where you're going with this. I mean...
But David, if I...
Let me make my point in relation to what you have said. One of the issues has to do with documents that are read in Parliament, and the ultimate question is, and to what end? Is it towards the goal of transparency and accountability in this country? If that is the case, how can you equate that with information in a cabinet paper reaching people in the private sector to the point where they can position themselves to ultimately cost the taxpayers of Barbados even more money than they should be paying for an item or a set of items? What I don't understand, this is not as simple as what goes around comes around. You're missing fundamental aspects of this.
No, I'm not, David.
You are.
Ignoring them
deliberately.
No, I'm not ignoring nor missing anything. There were documents of high order that was read out from the opposition.
Towards what goal?
But David, you listen to Parliament.
Towards many of those things, as far as I am concerned, related to questions about accountability and transparency.
No. Don't even go down that road.
Well, that's for you.
No, don't go down that road. But that is why I say that what goes around comes around.
Well, but as far as I'm concerned, they are not on all fours.
For you,
for me, they're not.
But they are. I am not saying it is right that that information from neither side of the fence should have come out.
But I don't know. It depends. Let me say something to you. It depends upon exactly what information you are talking about that reached Parliament. Tell me which ones.
But David,
because let me be in a position to either agree or disagree with you that had no right coming out.
But David, the particular thing that I spoke about, I am sure that the
I don't know what it is.
Would not allow it to come on here. I cannot speak about
it. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I believe that if it was raised in Parliament, then there must be a way. Don't come to me with that. There must be a way in which you can allude to that without necessarily running us in trouble.
No, but I'm not so crafty, you see. Down to brass tacks is different to when it's coming out of Parliament.
I will guide you accordingly.
No, I would prefer not to be guided on this and don't.
Well, I don't want that. I put that in the same basket that I put generalized comments. I can only deal with the specifics, and if I want to be in a position to make a judgment call as to whether information was put before Parliament out of sheer mischief.
I'll put it on your side.
And if it was put there and validly placed there, as a means of saying the people of Barbados, their money is being spent and they have a right to know and a right to get answers to these questions. Because there's a distinct difference between just doing it for mischievous purposes and holding people up to ridicule and that sort of thing without any merit, and doing so with the whole objective of saying the taxpayers should know how their money is being spent.
But David, I don't have a problem about the persons going for the trucks or whatever. Whoever would have done what they did, I don't think from neither side, whenever it used to happen, it was not in the best interest. And let me say that up front. And if you would allow me to proceed to the last point.
As I said at the very start of the program, the real concern here is how widespread has this been as a practice? And what is it that will have to be done now to ensure that we can get the trucks without necessarily having to go through that process? Because this really throws a cat among the pigeons as far as trying to get the trucks fast is concerned.
No, but I think the trucks, they will get them sorted out.
When? Well, if the Prime Minister told the people to come back home now and she feels that the whole system is flawed, then what?
All I'm saying
is that I really believe that there are things that have happened over time. Some of these things are not necessarily new. They've been happening for a long time. But the world has changed, and Barbados must change with the world. We need to recognize that if you do not stop this kind of conduct, it can get out of hand to the point where too much of what you have available is going into the hands of a handful of people, while the people who need the benefit of the services and the products are going to be having difficulty getting them because it's coming at too high a price.
But David, you know, you just only feel the tightness of a shoe when the shoe is on your foot. You know, when the shoe wasn't on your foot, you never felt it.
I don't think that what you're saying is valid, because these issues have been flagged for quite some time by both what is now the ruling party and by other people in Barbados. I mean, we here on Brass Tacks got a lot of flack sometimes from even people like you. It might not have been you specifically, but people who have similar inclinations. And, you know, because we were talking about procurement in here for so long, when we were talking about things that were said by the Auditor General about some of the major projects, procurement was at the center of it. And Barbados has to do better in this regard, because there are a lot of people who want the status quo to remain, because for them, this is business. Mm-hmm. Business as usual. You got your friend here, your friend there. You try to work out a deal this place and that place, you know, hide it from the public. Try to make sure that as much as possible, you know, you're able to get through and go. You smile all the way to the bank.
But David, loopholes is what people work with.
Yes, and therefore, what we will never be able to stop human beings from being who they and what they are. But you know what? You got to do as much as you possibly can to minimize that. Because my own observation is that it has gone way too far. Way too far. And there are too many people who want us to accept it as business as usual. That whole thing about the conventions that the Prime Minister spoke about, that there's a certain way in which you were expected to function and stuff like that. I mean, and anybody can be caught in it, okay? I speak about it, but I could be confronted tomorrow with a dilemma about where I am and what I do and, you know, things like that within the context of your public profile. And you have to make certain choices. You have to determine also at what point you are going to declare your interests and that sort of thing. If you've got certain decisions to make and you know that you have been working in a particular area where it can be construed that there is a potential conflict, you gotta declare it. You gotta say, look, I cannot make a decision on this because this person is related to me or I've been involved in this kind of practice before. That's how you deal with it. But too much of that has been lost over the years, and you've heard it a lot in this Caribbean and in Barbados. It always comes back down to the law allows me to do it.
Yeah,
so as long as the law allows me to do it.
That's why you like law. That is why you see.
Yes, when you like law and you see law only. You can't see law only?
Yes, no. Custom and practice cannot win out against law. Will never.
What about decency? Yes.
But listen. Don't let us
what about the moral authority?
Let's leave it the law and leave out that word.
No, but that's why you and I will never agree on that. You cannot run a country like that.
But you would just use the word decency, so don't let us deal with it.
No, because there are some things. Okay, you heard the discussion about the position of former Minister Jones,
mm-hmm.
having been involved in bringing the medical school to Barbados,
mm-hmm.
and immediately after taking up a position as a vice chancellor of the university,
mm-hmm.
legally right, not against the law, but why is it being criticized?
No, but listen, there's nothing in Barbados that says that what has allegedly have been done that there's anything wrong with it. That is one.
No. Two. You mean that there's nothing legally wrong with it?
Wait, the gentleman was a former minister, and the persons who would have appointed him to such a position would have recognized the contribution that he would have been making and made to education for the time that he was there, and prior to, along with his teaching profession, prior to coming into politics, give them the go-ahead to make such a position and offer him.
Okay, fair enough.
Such a
fair enough. That's one perspective on it.
Right. You know, but we are going
Do you accept that another way of looking at it is that it does not sit well with people because it would appear as though you were feathering your own nest.
No, but you see, sometimes, David, what y'all do...
Do you accept that it could be interpreted as such?
No, a couple people. What you do...
No. Sometimes. Are you accepting that would see it that way?
Yes, a couple people.
Right, so hold on. Let's not deal with how many. Let's deal with the acceptance of the interpretation. That there are people who would interpret it thus. And therein lies the difficulty.
But David, that is a part of life. Everybody is not going to agree with what would have transpired with him and getting the vice chancellorship. But here in Barbados, we try to always make a couple people be the ones who are supposed to determine over the majority of the people. When it comes to certain people, when it is other people, it doesn't
matter. We had this discussion, a similar discussion last week about a person in the case of Guy Samirs, whether he should be able to retain both the posts as General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party while serving as Chairman of the Police Service Commission. These are the issues. Nothing wrong legally.
Right.
But
There are people
who believe that it does not sit right.
Yes, you would have that. This is a part of you, the human structure. There's persons who will see it that way and feel that way. Mm. But there's nothing right now we have in Barbados that says that is what should not happen. So therefore, if you don't want it to so happen, you have to put the proper statutory things in place to stop such things from happening.
Are you familiar Are you familiar with the notion that we practice the Westminster system of government? You know what that means?
We are British.
No, you know what it really means, though?
What it means?
It means that while we have a written constitution and Britain doesn't,
mm-hmm.
there are certain conventions that should be respected. And a society cannot be run exclusively by the law, but by what is perceived by the society at a given point in time to be the accepted norm of behavior. The question, and let's accept this, huh? Those norms will change with the passage of time. So the question that we must confront now is whether a sufficient number of people believe that your position is the position that we should adopt, which is just make sure that it is protected by law, and as long as the law says you can do it, don't worry about nobody. Go just do it.
But David, in order to get anything straightened out, why do we go to the court? Why do we go to the CCJ? Why do we go to the Privy Council? Custom and practice don't solve nothing. You have to go to those places.
This is what frightens me. I am particularly worried about your way of thinking, though.
Thinking? But I don't expect I can think like you and you can think.
I am worried about it, and I hope to God that we don't have a vast majority of Barbadians who hold to that position. And I would say this to you. I would hate to think that you would ever aspire to hold public office in this country.
No, I can't hold public office.
Or that you would have a very strong influence over anybody holding public office in Barbados.
Listen. Let me leave this one with you. See,
it is sad to hear you hold that position. Really.
But listen, I want to leave this one with you, right? The former prime minister, right?
How many former? A double former?
Could there.
That means who now?
I'm saying former.
Who you mean?
Would be Owen Alpha, right?
But you
right
could as well say so, former.
Right. That's why I put it like that. There's a reason for that. The last finance minister, the now prime minister, and me, we are under the same sign.
But you think you all think the same way?
No, that's what I'm telling you. We can't think the same way. Are you only leaving that with you?
No, the real concern that emerges out of this conversation is this, that so much of what we go through in Barbados is driven by who is leading our country at a given point in time. So we can have a situation where our prime minister today speaks about these issues in the way that Ms. Motley does. And tomorrow, even within the same party, you can have somebody else emerge as a leader, and they will throw all of that through the window and be back to a scenario where we say, this is a mature democracy or a maturing democracy? Is this the way that we are supposed to operate? You have no sense of decency, no sense of character. This is what is supposed to happen. And people sit down and accept that. As long as the law allows you to do it, do it. Ignore all the other issues. Ignore the number of people who say I'm uncomfortable with it, though. That's what you're telling me? This person writes that they had an experience where they replaced a supervisor who was transferred. They said that they noticed that the charges for delivery of construction materials were quite high. So they did a comparison with other companies and realized that the variance in price was between $150 and $200 a load. They drew this to their superiors' attention, and they were told to deal with it. They called the company and was told that their percentage was included, and it was government money, not theirs. All right? The person says that they immediately discontinued business with the company and can supply the company name, a private sector, a small business company, says the writer. So what we are talking about here, so we are exposing, by virtue of what has been said by the Prime Minister, you know that you have some practices involving the government sector and the private sector that are hurting sometimes both sides, both the company involved and the government or agencies involved. and that it may well be more deep-seated or more widespread because Barbadians see that as business as usual. And some people speak just like the previous caller. As long as the environment permits it. He says the law, but some people go beyond the law. As long as you have created an environment where you can say this is the norm, practice it, do it, because this is how business is done. How much are we losing as a consequence of this approach? That's for us to discuss. Down to brass tacks. Hello?
Mr. Ellis, a blessed day to you, sir.
Yes. I notice a number of you tend to come one behind the next. Is this a plan?
Well, let me say to you that I had no idea
who was on
the line, yeah. And I'm sure that Mr. Johnson would not.
But I bet you, before this program ends at 1:30, we are going to have at least two more.
What's the time now?
It's 1:17.
Okay. But no, Mr. Johnson would not have known who is on the line, mm-hmm. and to accept the calls and so on. He would not know that. So don't try to create any kind of mischief. Huh? Now, let me say to you that I trust that you have a beautiful week, huh? And your weekend was a good one, you and the staff at your workplace. Huh?
Yeah.
Let me say here to you that I think that the decision that was made by Ms. Motley was done in haste.
Which one? Which decision?
The one to tell her ministers to come home.
It was done in haste?
Yes. Let me explain to you why. First of all, how many ministers were there that were told to come home?
I didn't. It wasn't ministers that were told to come home. They were representatives of the, most likely the board or SSA board. Yeah.
My understanding was that ministers also went up there to inspect these garbage trucks and so on.
But she didn't say that. I didn't hear that from her.
Okay, well then let me put this in here. If the government spent taxpayers' money to send persons out to get garbage trucks, then is she saying that the taxpayers' money that is being spent doesn't matter? Because...
Why?
No, I'm asking that because I'll tell you this.
Tell me why you would say that.
I'm saying that because if government spend money to send people, whether it be a week or whatever long, however long, the government spend money to send them out there, then to tell them just come home with their hands empty, that is just sending taxpayers'
I think you need money. To, but before you come to that conclusion, you would have to be aware of the significance attached to the fact that the private company had been there and was every step of the way whenever the state-owned representatives went to see anybody about the truck. So you can be left with a concern that the situation is so flawed that it makes no sense continuing on that particular mission, given the fact that you can't have that many companies that would be involved in manufacturing that particular type of truck anyway.
No, but
so if you have come to the conclusion that this thing appears to be sufficiently flawed, you say, listen, come home because we're going to have to find a different approach to dealing with this problem, because the ultimate objective is this. You want the trucks at the cheapest possible price. And you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you say, stay there nonetheless and get the trucks at any price that they are offered to you.
My understanding is that there were more than one company. I think I heard Ms. Motley say when they went to another company or if they were two or three or whatever, they said that these private persons were there. Now, if Cabinet had made a decision, then one, she has to find out.
Clearly, you cannot come to the conclusion that a minister, nor can you go in the direction right now of pointing an accusing finger at any specific person. What you do know is that somebody in a privileged enough position, because remember, In those circumstances, it's not only a minister. A cabinet paper is seen by other people as well, okay? Yeah, go, continue.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying is some official gave...
Somebody gave out the information. That is a logical conclusion to draw.
It's plain and it's straight.
And?
As she's saying, cabinet made a decision. And then send...
Yeah, but we passed that. We accept that. So.
All right.
So where we go from
here
there?
That you spend taxpayers' money by sending people up there, and the nation needs garbage trucks.
But are you listening? Are you really listening to what you're saying?
Yeah, but you're not letting me finish.
No, because you don't make you. In all seriousness, you do not. You're not listening to the point. Everything depends upon all of the facts, which you don't have, and I don't have. But you have to recognize that a person in that position is going to, based on the facts before them, make a determination as to whether it makes any sense to continue in that discussion. Because you've got six different companies that you've been to, and at every step of the way, you have been left with the view that the process has been compromised. That's the point. So on what basis are you coming to the conclusion that you're going to stay up in England and just try to fight with this whole battle once you realize that, hey, this thing seems to be stacked against us?
So you're saying to me that those who went up there have know everybody in all the companies that they're going to. And you're saying to me that they would know what negotiation those persons that are on the government side is having with the people.
I'm saying that there's a lot of information. I'm saying there's information that is missing. And until then, I think you need to get more of the information.
In haste.
Rather than come to the conclusion that it was done in haste.
Yes, it has been done in haste.
Okay, well, that's your view.
Let me go on to another one if I can, because then you and I are not going to see eye to eye on this, because then I am saying to you, if it is a hasty decision, and if you were taking what the need of the nation is, then why you will just say, come home?
What's the alternative?
If you negotiate and then, because, you see, we got to realize this. I'm getting the impression from what was being said that when government persons are going to negotiate with whoever they are, that these people are also there. This is the impression that is given to the public. So therefore, if government send persons on an official visit, how are they? Are you saying to me that they're going to sit down in a negotiating process with somebody else that they had no connections to? That is a joke. I cannot. I will not swallow that. And then the nation is suffering still for what you say that you are going to fix.
Well, the first point you have to...
And then you pull the plug.
The first point that has to be recognized in all of this is the specific role of the local private sector and its their relationship, people from the local private sector, and their relationship with the companies involved. And to what extent... You know, in some instances, you have these companies that are also agents, and the commission agents and that sort of thing. So... that's what I'm saying to you. You don't know all the facts right now. And until then, I would be hesitant to come to a conclusion that is hasty. Because I, from the very beginning of this morning, I did indicate to you that I felt that there were still some questions to be answered about the whole arrangement, and we didn't get everything. By doing a little bit more digging, I was told that there was a significant difference in the price based upon what was said originally to the local authorities and what they were being told after they got into England.
That price difference
is what really causes you to come to the conclusion, you know what? It's time to come home.
All right. I don't know if they had sent a mechanic with them up there. If they didn't
well,
send
you need
a mechanic.
Well,
I'll tell you
I
what.
Don't know those details.
Let me explain to you. I bought Sakaha vehicles. And what a mechanic do, not only start the engine and listen for the beat of the engine and the revs. But the mechanic will stand a distance off and let you drive that vehicle towards him.
But what I got to do with this?
Let me explain to you. To see if the vehicle has been hit because it would not be tracking. And this, you see, there are things about vehicles that person would not know, because if a vehicle has any chassis, has any damage, and when you see a vehicle coming towards you, it will not be tracking. You will see the battery and same shape in a different, coming, driving different. No, you see what I'm saying? So I'm saying to you, there are things that a mechanic would know. And
yeah, but a lot depends upon the motive of the mechanic. Because a mechanic might want to see it looking like that so it can get replaced quickly. So they can be back. You know, it all depends. To say that you need to have a mechanic does not answer the question completely. That's it for today's edition of Down the Brass Tacks. Thanks, Dennis Johnson. And thanks to all of you who participated in the program. I'm David Ellis. You have a great afternoon.